Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. How are you this fine, sunny,
This is my type of day. Perfect. If every day was like that, I might be a happy person. But you're not going to comment, are you? But this is my weather. 70s, low humidity.
Well, I'm glad you're so happy.
I am so happy. Now, if we get a bunch of calls, I'll be happier, right?
All right.
But right now, it is Saturday, August 31st, 2019, this Labor Day weekend, 10:04 in the morning.
It is.
And the year is flying by like anything. The end of August.
Well, it goes faster as we get older, Peter.
You notice that, huh?
Yes, sir.
But anyway, right now, you can give us a call at 803-1520 or toll-free 800-879-7541. You can also go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, where you can pick up the show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming just by clicking on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming. How easy can that be? Next of all, all of the archives are available at the website. There's another tab, Dollar Doctor tab, where it says chat and archives, and you can pick up the archive shows. And finally, last but not least, that our website is every week almost every week. They do take a vacation every once in a while.
They're on vacation.
They're on vacation now. Okay, so there is no report there, but normally there is a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. And, we encourage you to read it. It's an interesting read, very brief and
concise.
Right. So what will you do? But what?
No.
Oh, I thought you said but what.
No, anyway. I don't think so.
At the website, as I just mentioned, also, if for some reason you don't want to call the show, we'd like you to call the show. But if you don't want to, you can leave a question or a symbol. If you go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, there's a Dollar Doctor tab, says chat and archives. Click on that, and you'll see the chat come up. Click chat, and the chat box comes up where you can type in a question or a symbol. And if you type in a symbol or symbols or whatever, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. Right now, as usual, phone lines wide open. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. So what's on the chat box? Anything?
The Bills cut LeSean McCoy.
Thank God.
So John from Connecticut.
Yes.
States, global manufacturing is turned down and is decreasing. This represents the true creation of wealth. I don't understand that, but
okay.
And then there's another word which I think is mistyped, and it just says a recession may be close, and we'll talk about that later. I have a large position in Telephone and Comcast A. Where would you, meaning you, Peter,
me,
set a conservative stop loss?
Conservative. I wonder what conservative is, but anyway, okay. It's a toughie, huh?
Yeah.
Conservative
is the opposite of aggressive, I would say.
Really?
I would say.
Okay.
In this instance.
No, you're probably right.
I'm probably wrong.
But anyway, unfortunately, I wouldn't admit to this online either. But
all right.
But
telephone closed at 3526.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, the other thing, go back to everybody worried about a recession, Yeah, someday, we'll have another recession. Okay. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm worried about is as long as they keep trumpeting out that a recession's coming, as I've mentioned before, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
And everybody goes, oh, my God, there's a recession coming. I better hold back. I better not do this. So, putting all this stuff in the news, using the silly inverted yield curve, which means nothing right now.
Yeah,
as I was telling David, before the show, I think previously there was $14 trillion of global bonds that are paying negative interest rates. Now it just jumped up to $17 trillion with negative interest rates. So anyway, so it makes sense. I wouldn't be surprised, to have the Fed just cut to get it more in line with worldwide interest rates.
Oh, they're going to cut.
Yeah.
It's a matter of whether it's going to be 25 or 50. But interestingly enough, economic reports that came out yesterday, personal income was down 0.1%.
Mm-hmm.
The experts expected it up 0.3%. And personal spending was up 0.6%. And
amazing,
they expected a half.
Yeah.
So that's the exact opposite of talking
about recession.
You would think
right.
Worrying about a recession.
Yeah, but. I mean, I've always said never underestimate the American consumer's ability to spend,
Right.
And it's always been the thing. And I think, what do they say, 70% of GDP is consumer
70%.
Spending?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if each individual has to do what they have to do, if you're losing sleep at night or whatever,
Recession is two consecutive quarters of gross domestic product being negative.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not close to that, but we will get a recession, just like the sun's going to go down and the sun will come up, the moon's coming up.
Really?
Yeah. Market and all those things. But I would worry if we see three consecutive months of unemployment increasing.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my key to being worried about it, but I don't think we have to worry at this point.
No.
But
so back to the conservative stop on telephone. Conservative stop on telephone would be under the 200-day. The 200 days at 3087.
Okay.
So that's where the stop would be, And what was the other one now?
Comcast A, CMCSA.
CMCSA.
Closed at 44.26.
Okay. And once again, the 200-day is at about 40. So under 40 would be considered a conservative stop.
All right. Brilliant.
Brilliant. I don't know about that, but anyway. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or use our chat box. Go to saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat Archives. It's the second Dollar Doctor tab. And, click on chat. And chat box opens up. You can type in a question or a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, or hold so we can evaluate it based on what you're looking to do. So once again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
I've been out of the loop lately here. I don't know, 24/7 watching my cat.
Oh, why is that?
He's old and he's still adjusting to the move.
Oh yeah, boy, you've really.
So he hasn't been eating, and I just all my attention's been on him.
Boy,
but I did break away briefly when he was sleeping the other day, and I.
You snuck out on him?
No. Oh really? Peter, I watch him 24/7.
Yeah, boy.
He's 19 years.
Really?
And tomorrow he'll be 19 years and 3 months.
Holy cow. Hmm.
And he's eating now. Hooray.
Hey, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
I did break away, but unfortunately I'm not mentally or emotionally ready to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did start watching a stock. It's PLG.
PLG, is it?
Yes.
Okay. PLG.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right. So we have got
Platinum Group.
Boy, it blew it. Unbelievable.
Platinum went up.
$1.99.
$10. Friday, and it broke that $900 range.
Mm-hmm.
And palladium went back up $60 yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is right up to resistance right now.
Which is what, about $2?
About $2, yeah. So if it takes that out, you may really have something going, because it had been basing for several months. And, you know, that resistance is back in March. And let me see, I'll go back a little bit further on this and see. Hang on a second
here. Yeah, it hasn't been doing anything.
Well, right, until it shot up 3 days in a row, yeah.
I know, I looked at it, it was a buck and a quarter for 3 days. And then I turned around and it went up to, what, $1.99?
Yeah, that's where it closed, at $1.99.
Yeah, there was news back on the 21st that they received some financing, $20 million in 2 to 3 year credit facility. Hmm. And they repaid an existing $43 million credit facility.
Boy. And the other thing is that's interesting. I always get a kick when I hear, I was watching it, you know, and stock all of a sudden is doubled or something, and somebody said,
right.
I was watching it. I said, well, good. You did a good job of watching it.
Well, like I said, emotionally, I haven't been able to.
Yeah, I know, anything. I know. But no, it just reminded me of that. I always get a kick when somebody says,
well,
that,
me too, know. Because the second day I looked at it, you know how when you look at Yahoo Finance, mm-hmm. where it's just got 000 on it, like it's not trading or something.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And boy, I looked at it and I go, well, is this, what's going on here, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the next day I went up to, I think it hit $1.49, and then Friday it was $1.99, which could have been a quick $1,000.
Yeah, not bad. It's enough for lunch money, that's for sure, right?
Yeah,
I know. I know.
There's no inflation.
But at any rate, you know, if it does take that two area, you know, approximately, you know, you'd like to see a little bit above that, but you know, the next target would be around 3, so. Not bad.
Well, that ain't bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Well, it gives me something to do while I'm waiting for my kitty to eat.
Well, he said he started. That's the important part. So.
He's amazing, man. And when I think he's going to fail, he bounces right back. Yesterday, he ran across the living room floor like a kitten.
Well, hey, off and running. He's finally used to where he is now, getting used to it, accepted it. But, you know, one thing that's interesting, a guy that I sell, you know, gold to at time to time, you know.
Right.
Last year, today he said, remember I told you what my favorite metal was? And I said, no, I forgot all about it. And he says, yeah, I told a whole bunch of people last year when rhodium was $670 to get in. And he said, you know where it is today? I said, I hate to think. He says, $4,900, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And unbelievable. I don't know how you buy rhodium, but, you know, I guess you have to buy the metal or something. I have no idea. But
I don't even know what rhodium is.
Neither do I.
I don't know how it trades, but yeah. I know a couple of years ago they started manufacturing bullion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rhodium, bullion out of rhodium, right?
Right, and prior to that, it was like in granules.
Oh, okay. All right, interesting.
And, I mean, when I noticed that it was $10,000 an ounce,
mm-hmm.
that was years ago, and then I watched it go down to almost nothing.
Almost. Last year it was $670, he said, you know, so.
And now the metals are all picking up. Look at silver.
Oh, yeah, which is, you know, had been dead for so long. You know, amazing.
Yeah, it's starting. You could see that in the 20s before the end of the year, my guess.
Well, I mean, normally the situation, well, what's normal? But, you know, normally the situation is that it outperforms gold when it gets going, you know. When,
right.
You know, so we shall see.
But it's,
you
know. That,
rhodium a year ago. Mm-hmm. Was about $2,300.
Oh, he said a year ago? Okay.
That's what it's. I just looked it up.
Okay. Well, you know, he said
first, I had to figure out how to spell it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
R-H. If you don't know how to spell it, you can't buy it, right?
Right.
So.
Exactly. Exactly. It's something, well, since I've been retired, I go around to my coin dealer friends and I just sit there and watch them how they do business.
Mm hmm.
And based on reality, a lot of this is fiction. You know, buy this, it's that, and everything else. Well, everybody's got to make money.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to find somebody that's willing to buy it.
I mean, you know, the gold advertisements are always frightening stuff, you know, in other words.
Right. Well, even on WBEN now, I heard a guy touting gold coins.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But, so that game's going to start escalating.
But they would always attach it to, you know, like semi-doomsday scenarios. Or
do you know what rhodium's used for?
No. What's it used for?
It's used as an alloying agent, hardening, hardening and improving The corrosion resistance of platinum and palladium.
Oh, there you go.
Furnace windings, bushings for glass fiber production, thermal couple elements, and I know it's used in spark plugs, it says, laboratory crucibles.
Yeah, but this guy who told me that, he said, now his friends are saying, should I buy it now? He says, look, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you buy it, you should find out who's buying it, who'll buy it from you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, Kitco might have some information on that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm going to get involved in it. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
I don't buy anything that's over a couple thousand dollars.
Well, I know that, but yeah. They have a buck deal at McDonald's now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Last time I ate at McDonald's, I got sick.
Yeah, hard to believe, right?
Well, hello, Willard. I know you're listening.
Yeah, he's out of town.
He's probably hunkering down.
Yeah, but getting ready to go to sleep, I think, right?
And you get Art. No. I got your message, and I will fulfill your what you're interested in. I'll send you some information eventually. I've been a little bit busy watching the kitty lately, so.
Well, he was thrilled about talking to you, so.
Yeah, he sent me a note.
Yeah.
Actually, he sent me another note, and I got to send him a little information, but I just have been out of the loop here.
Well,
so.
Hopefully you'll be back in the loop fully, shortly.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I can hope for some bad news from my favorite stuff.
Well, I don't even watch it anymore, you know, so.
Well, they had some great news.
Did they? Did it go down again?
Well, it went up.
Did it really?
And then it went back down.
Yeah, I know.
So some big money with a lot of stock must be playing this stock back and forth.
It's either that or, yeah. In other words, we're going to put good news out. Let's get in there and buy it. And then when everybody jumps in, let's get out, right? You know. But anyway.
Yeah, because if you own millions of shares and you're playing 40 or 50 cents, you can make some serious money.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I have no idea.
Neither do I. So. But anyway.
Well, guys, good talking to you.
Enjoy your weekend, I hope.
Good weekend.
And, best of luck to the cat.
Yeah, he's on my lap right now. So.
Just be counting those lives. How many lives has he used up? They got nine. So.
Technically, he's working on six or seven.
Well, okay. So he's still got a couple left. So good luck.
I think he's only here because of the fact that we love each other so much.
Well, hey, that's what it takes, really.
So, guys, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for calling. Take it easy.
Okay, bye.
Okay, right now, believe it or not, the phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our website, sapperston.com. Go to the chat box there. You hit the Dollar Doctor tab, which is the second one that says chat. In archives, hit chat, and you'll see a chat box. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell.
We do have someone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Timid Chatter. That's his chat box name.
Yeah, I know. It's funny the names that come up there. Yeah. But anyway.
What about BX, which is a Blackstone group that closed at $49.76? He says he is holding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he thanks you.
Nice, nice chart. Holy cow. Nice. I like to see is, you know, see how smooth that uptrend is?
It's
just, you know, not, as I would say, technical term, herky-jerky. You know, it's a nice, controlled uptrend, you know. And let me just take a look at something else right now real quick. And then we update it. Yeah. See, and you know, and your 200-day is back at 57.59, it closed at 49, but it's been honoring the 50-day. So, in matter of fact, so far since March, it's bounced off at once, twice, three, four times, right at the 50-day. So that 50-day is pretty important, and that right now is at 46.91.
Okay.
And, you know, so if it drops below that, you know, you do run the risk of a drop to maybe 44, 43 and a half, And then after that, it would be the 200-day coming in about 38 as a possibility. Doesn't mean it has to happen. Because I see, you know, each time it hit the 50-day, on that day, it went slightly below it and then came back and closed above it, you know. So you don't go, oh, my God, it just dropped below it. You know, you relax a little bit and see if there's any. And the big thing is always follow through. You know, if something like that happens and there's no follow through to the downside, that's a very good sign. So I think I gave you most of the numbers. Let's see if we can come up with a target on it. Hang on right now here. Boom, 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 boom. Talk. Say something.
Well, we have something else on the chat.
Oh, do you really? Okay, well, hang on a second.
I was reading. I can't. It's hard to do more than one thing at a time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to comment. But anyway. Right now, I'm trying to find something that might come up with a target on it. So,
and this is an interesting one because it's in the financial area, and financials haven't been doing too good, although they had a decent day yesterday.
Yeah, but this one's just been solid. You know, aren't they like a manager or something like that? Yeah. I mean, you know, right now, not bad. Matter of fact, you know, somebody mentioned that they were talking about the guy who does the strike price in Barron's, you know, on, and he talks about options and talking about the VIX and how people might, you know, buy the call, you know, on the VIX.
For volatility.
Yeah. But he said, you know, as I told you earlier this year, you can do that by buying the stock, the CBOE stock. You know, and he says that's up 26% or 30% this year because of all the activity.
Trading.
The trading, you know, so no question about it. So let me just bring up the chart. He probably exceeded the price objectives, but I'll take a quick look at it real quick. And
Finviz has it at 52.
52 target on it? Yeah, I don't know how if they do their targets fundamentally or, you know, what they do with that, to tell you the truth, you know, so. But at any rate, 52, I would say potential target 37, 49, 12. Oops, okay. So much for that. Then finally what I was looking for pops up. Unbelievable. Okay. So now we will come up with where the price and figure, price objective. Okay.
We're so professional, I'll tell you.
I don't know.
You know, a lot of shows have people that do this stuff. We need to have some people.
What are we, robots?
No, but, you know, you're thinking of something.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
We should have a staff on the other side of the desk here working on all this stuff to make us look good.
I don't think anything will ever do that, but that's all right. Well, one objective was exceeded. We'll try the next objective real quick. Oh, we're going berserk.
Just here. Make one up. Just
I'll make one up, right? Hang on a second here.
I got nothing else to do.
You got operator problems right now. So
operator error. So the economy is strong. People are spending money. Interest rates are low. You know, there's a lot of confusion with all these negative rates, and there's no place like the U.S. to get a good rate. And you know,
well, that's probably another good reason why the yields are going down. It's not recession or anything like that. It's
no, there's a lot of money coming.
Money flowing in, buying our bonds. Right. You know, so
and it's not like what has happened in the past, Peter, when yields went down, is that money was coming out of the stock market into it.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
So normally, you know, the normal signs is there's a different reason for what's going on, to say the least. So, and some things don't mean what they used to mean, although people would have you believe that's the case. And,
and the S&P's been holding. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been in a trading range, I would call it. And, you know, 29.26, I think it's got big support at 2,800.
Yeah. So anyway, I can give you a target. Next
it's about
target.
Time.
About time. Well, Finviz gave 52. 55 is a reasonable next target on this stock right now.
Yep. All right. Let's get
and
into
And I did give. I've forgotten what I did. Did I give the 200 days? And all?
Yeah, you did all that stuff. Right. Yeah. It was so
it's
long.
It's so long ago that I can't remember. You know. So, but anyway,
it was.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. Maybe you don't want to after listening to this. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
So we have an interesting legend on the chat room.
Yep.
Your thoughts on gold and where it's going.
Where's it going?
G-O-L, actually, and the price target. He's talking about Barrick Gold. I believe their symbol is gold, G-O-L-D.
Oh, he's talking about the stock, you mean?
I believe so, as I reflect.
As you reflect. This is going to be one of those
1930.
Days.
It is one of those days.
G-O-L-D.
1938 on the close. Nice chart, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very, very nice, as have been, you know, the indexes. GDX, mm-hmm. GDXJ, mm-hmm. All those things have been acting very well. So
FinViz has got a target price at 1820.
Well, what's it closed at?
1938.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. It exceeded its price objective, so.
I know.
But anyway, and if you look here, which would be on the point and figure chart, and we'd come up with maybe not.
And gold itself closed at 1529. I know that's down a little bit from its recent.
Well, I remember, people said, not people, I remember that Louise Yamada, she said 1500. She was right about that.
Sounded ridiculous at the time. It was around 1100.
And, yeah, exactly. And she said that if it went through 1500, the next target would be 1700. Mm-hmm. And if it took that out, 1800, So that's. Reasonable possibility, no question about that. And so we were talking about the gold price, but the gold stock, the only problem with Barrick is, and let me go back to this real quick. Having a lot of operator error today. I think I should have, I was thinking of staying in bed today. I really was. So.
I think it was a nice day to do that.
Yeah, it was, no question, so. And, computers going very slowly, which makes me look even worse.
I bet. It's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Because important resistance now is it's at one resistance area, 20. Mm-hmm. And it hit 20 before, it came down to 9.5. Right back to 20 again. Take out 20. Next resistance is 22. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next potential target on it would be 22, and let me go back on. I hate to even do this now. The way this is.
All right,
is
don't do it then.
But I will do it. I'm a glutton for punishment. So we'll take a look at where it might. If it took out that 22 area, where it might go to. Hopefully.
I'm sure everybody's on the edge of their seats.
They just can't wait. Well, anyway, there we go. Okay, we're going there little by little.
That's what Columbus said.
Jesus. All right. Boy, I don't know. It's actually very... On this chart, I don't have a long enough chart. So let's just say the next objective is 22.
All right, great.
And we'll go from there. If it takes out 22, why don't you call back or put it in the chat box and we'll come up with another one.
We got it.
And right now, we did get some callers on the line trying to bail us out, which we appreciate. And we will take a quick one-minute break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. and I'm officially declaring this a new start to the show.
Oh, okay.
Right. We'll start all over. A do-over.
A mulligan.
Right? Exactly.
There you go.
So right now we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's great to hear from the dreamer and his cat. I enjoyed that.
That was all right. That was very interesting, I'll tell you.
Very good. He seems like a wonderful person.
Oh, yes, no question.
Today I'm interested in your thoughts on this Ulta Beauty. Now, it was really covered heavily in Barron's. They had, last week they made some goofs. They had Cowan's called it the best idea. Oppenheimer was their top pick. And it wound up being about 237 down, 85 or so. And I'm just wondering, you know, do you think this is a short-term problem because they said they missed one of their estimates?
They missed one of their estimates.
ULTA.
Yeah, this is, yes, ULTA is the symbol.
Yeah, I know. I realize that because Barron's this weekend said, you know, they were covering stocks that moved, and they mentioned Ulta, and they said, unfortunately, we recommended it last week.
You're right. The trader says they recommended it, right?
Right.
And they had a chart showing 237 down 84.
Yep.
For the week.
You know, I don't know without seeing the news. You know, a lot of times when they explain things, it could be BS. Who knows? You know.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of times they used to, different companies would use the weather. You know, it was bad weather, good weather, whatever.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. And one of the guys on CNBC, just his first name is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He had to admit that he just sold it after it bottomed. It dropped 100 points. He sold out of it. So I don't know how many thousand shares he had, but that's a real blow when you.
Oh yeah, no question about it. You know, so.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, I would read the news and see whether you think, you know, sometimes you can read it and say it's a temporary problem. Because I remember when we used to do seminars with Howard Ewart, you know, and he loved to take opportunities in big companies, you know, that had these temporary problems, you know.
Right.
And he used to mention, you know, what was it, Briggs & Stratton,
okay,
you know, for motors for lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, you know, 1 year, they had a problem because there was too much rain, so they weren't selling that many lawnmowers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year, there was no rain, you know.
So, the grass
so you didn't have to cut your grass, you know. So,
you just get
but,
a goat. Yeah.
But so he took advantage of it, you know, and he and ended up making a lot of money. So, you know, take a look, read it, see what you think about it, you know. Is it?
Yeah, it's their guidance is what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But this is the stock that, I don't know if it's Kylie or one of the Jenner girls,
mm-hmm,
you know, who you know, has become a billionaire, I guess sells her cosmetic products there.
Through Ulta?
Yeah, something like that. You know, but it was
so anyway. Yeah, you'd have to read the news more, really. You know, and
I usually don't buy into a stock that's over $100, but I just happen to be looking at that. You know,
I don't know. I've been trying to talk you out of that, but you know. But anyway,
right? Just buy less shares, right?
I mean, you could have bought Google at $100 and look where it is now. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah. Why? It's still overpriced. Anyway.
Could have bought rhodium, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I looked up in Barron's. They have silver and gold prices. I thought I'd see if I could find the price on that, but they don't show rhodium.
Well, I don't think anybody follows rhodium. But that's.
It was great what David indicated about it. I thought maybe it was in those catalytic converters, possibly. You know,
It is on automobiles, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe those specialty metals that they say look to get, you know, very expensive. My accountant now is in Boynton Beach on the East Coast, so I'm going to meet with him in about taxes, last year's taxes,
mm-hmm,
this week. So I'm hopefully, he says he was planning to fly down there the day after we meet, so I'm hoping he doesn't have any problems.
Well, it's also interesting on Ulta, it is in a potential support area right now. At 235,
right.
And then if it dropped below that, you know, support would be somewhere around 190, you know. So keep an eye on it, you know. It's been a good company over the years, you know. So if it turns out this is just a stumble or something like that, you know.
Peter's going to go check out the stores after the show and look for lip gloss.
They have a freestanding store? Are they selling other?
Oh, yeah.
They're in the malls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
I had trouble getting in. I started out my Nickel City radio. I couldn't get anything. Then I went to the ESPN, and that was going for a while, and it faltered. Then I went to Sapperston, and right now I got about a big boxing thing on the screen.
Yeah,
so I'm thankful to the person that takes the calls, because I'm able to listen in on one phone and talk on my other. So
don't say a lot of nice things about him. He'll get a big head, and then we won't have him here. But
I don't have my chat box up on the screen anymore. Did you get the one short chat box note I put on?
No.
No. Okay. So
but well, somebody called Mysterious Local, I don't know if that's you, said having a difficult slash impossible time connecting to the show live and securing an online connection. Was that you?
No.
Over the past 4 to 5 weeks, did we change the settings? Why did they change the online screen slash setup? Peter.
Well, I got a good backup there by doing it this way. Anyway,
right.
I can hear the show on the phone anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good week.
Thanks, Art.
Good holiday weekend. All right,
you too,
bye.
Buddy. Take care.
Well, it's interesting in the fact, you know, we had told people that we couldn't find the girl who used to handle this for us, the archives and the chat box and so forth.
The person.
Yeah. And bottom line was we kept trying to contact, never got anything back, so we changed it around, you know. And, you know, right now you can go to Sapperston.com and go to the Dollar Doctor tab, and there's one for live streaming and there's one for chat and archives, okay? And I will have to probably – normally it used to come on, the current show that was on, you know. And if you click on the left, it says now playing ESPN 57, ESPN Buffalo, you know. So, but I'll have to play around with that a little bit more.
Okay.
Right now, we have callers on the line. Jack in Lockport, good morning.
Morning, guys. How
morning,
are you?
Morning, Jack. Good. How you doing?
Good. Beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. Peter's favorite weather.
Yeah, we've had a lot of beautiful days last few weeks, so... I see Elon Musk has done it again. Tesla had a good spike yesterday and has been doing fairly well. And it seems the Chinese are not going to have their import tax on Tesla. So they're going to save 10% from import tax. So that doesn't go to the other manufacturers, but somehow he got them to drop the tax on them. So... the stock's been doing fairly
well, but you know what people have to realize is the rest of the companies are starting to catch up, you know, amid all of the problems he's had, and some people think that they will best him eventually, you know.
And it could be, but this does give him in China anyway.
Oh yeah.
Not imposing that tax,
right?
So.
But yeah.
Yeah, close to 225.61. I'm still waiting for the solar shingles for the roof.
Yeah, that's could be a long wait on that one, Dave.
Yeah, they did an expose. I think Vanity Fair did about him. How it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Well, of course, was it Walmart soon? Because they said a lot of their stores, the shingles have caught on fire, so it's,
Well, they're, I don't think they're selling them at Walmart. I think you and I may have discussed this. I needed a roof. I wanted to use those. I was willing to pay the extra money, not knowing what the extra money was. I couldn't find anybody that was offering them. And I said, well, why would that be? He goes, how big is your house? I gave him the basic idea. He goes, it'd be about $85,000.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
So they're obviously impossible to afford. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I want to know what you guys think about a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
One is Beyond, BYND, Bill, Yvette, Nancy, and David. In July, end of July was like 235, and end of August it was about 154. I guess the shareholders were upset because they put out a new issue of stock, and it really went down. But I see they just got a thing with KFC where they're having their Beyond
Meat fake chicken, right?
Par chicken, yeah, and it's done very well. It's sold out in Atlanta, so
They only did one store, but
Just the one, right? Now there is Beyond, there's Impossible, which Burger King does Burger King, and there's others, but Beyond seems to be in front of things, but I wonder what you think about them.
Well, there's the company Impossible, too. You know,
we're Impossible. They do the Burger King, right?
Yeah, right. And they even mentioned, yeah, you can do these things, you know, no question about it. Not, off the track a little bit, you know, the head of Whole Foods says it's not necessarily good for you. I mean, it helps the environment, you know. But you know, it helps the environment, you know, with emissions and this type of thing, he said. But he said these things are so overly processed that can cause, you know,
right.
problems.
Right.
You know?
So
like, it's another overly processed
right.
food. You know?
It's they're more fattening. Yeah, there's right. more sodium. Yeah. And yeah. I'm speaking as someone that doesn't eat red meat, hasn't for 40, 50 years because I get sick. And so I've just started eating chicken again. But I've had the Boca Burgers and Morningstar and all the, you know, and yeah. some of them are very good.
Oh, they may be very good, but he's just saying, he's you know, the bottom line
was, I haven't tried
any
of the Impossible.
If you're doing it to, you don't want to eat meat, that's one thing. If you're doing because you think it's healthier, no, it's not
well,
healthier.
Consumer Report just did a, their last issue, it just mm-hmm. came out, a comparison of Impossible and Beyond and some others, and actually, I've read it before. The only advantage I can see in these is that there's no cholesterol. Other mm-hmm. than that, it has as much fat and as much everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're doing it for the health reason, other than the cholesterol, no cholesterol, so that's good. But other than that, it's not really the healthy thing that you think.
Oh, exactly. And the other thing is, too, about cholesterol, because I'm very familiar with it because I had open heart surgery and everything. But as far as, you know, cholesterol goes, most of your, you know, I used to sit there and read how much cholesterol, most of the cholesterol comes from your own body, okay? Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah. It, no, you know, I make
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I,
yeah exactly. Yeah. So.
And is it true that it took the doctor like an hour to find the heart?
Anyway. Jesus. Anyway. So, but I mean, but the thing with Beyond is, you know, it's ridiculously overpriced. All right?
But it came out at what? It was a $25?
20-something went to what?
$240
or something. $230, yeah.
$240, yeah.
But the thing, supposedly the stock is heavily shorted, all right?
Yeah, I think 60 or 70%
short. Yeah, just, you know. So that's the thing that makes this wild, you know. If they come out with news and everybody gets excited because they signed a major deal with KFC or the next deal, you know, the stock could fly back up again because it's heavily shorted, you know. So, you know, the low on this was where? Somewhere in the 140 area?
Yeah. Recent?
Yeah. Yeah. After it dropped from like 240 to 140.
It's 45 is a low.
What?
$45. That's what it
came. Oh, no. No, out. The recent low after it dropped on the offer.
Yeah, 140 something. And
yeah, 140.
August
yeah.
26,
yeah.
154. So,
yeah.
Right.
And so, like I say, I mean, this is a speculation, you know, and it's going to be affected by the short interest and the news that's out there. So if you wanted to play it, you know, for a possible run back to 240, you just say if it drops under that recent low, I'm out, you know.
Yeah. It's a trading vehicle. I would think it'd be a trading
vehicle. Yeah, and, you know, that's, you know, where to close at?
167.63.
So you're taking, what, about 27 points risk if you want to take a shot at it?
Yeah, because July, like I said, July 26th, it was at 235, so it did take quite a tumble. So.
Exactly. And, you know, like I say, anything could just shoot this thing right back up again, you know.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right. And, yeah, thank you. And, mm-hmm. How about Salesforce, CRM, Charles, Robert,
yep.
Mary?
Love the
okay,
stock.
You love it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
CRM. Let's take a look at that.
Close at 156.07.
Nice chart. Do you own it or are you looking to buy it or what?
I'm looking to buy it. It seems to be doing well. They compete with Oracle and Microsoft, Adobe, and they do. They seem to be outperforming them. They seem to be doing very well.
Yeah,
yeah. And the interesting part is that, you know, this thing in the last several years. Yeah, I'll take it back. I'm ahead of myself, and this was supposed to be a do-over, right? But anyway. Yeah, you know, it took the big drop, right? You know, and came down from what, 160 something down to 130 something. And, you know, after that, you know, it gapped down, made the bottom. Now it gapped back up again. It looks like it's building a nice little base, and it's sitting right on the 50-day in that base and now popped a little above it. So so I would say, you know, if you can take out the high, which is 161 or so.
161 was that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and CRM, it's Salesforce.com, but it stands for Customer Relationship Management.
Okay.
That's what the CRM is.
Okay.
And anybody that's in business knows the main thing is your relationship with your customer, and that's what they help people to do. That's mm-hmm. why they're so good at it. I mean, that's why it's such an important company and has
okay.
done well.
All right, great. All right, guys, thank you so much.
All right, enjoy the holiday.
And I will. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Take care. Okay, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. You know, I just went to the live streaming. It was working. It was playing, you know.
All right, listen.
I don't know. You click on the live streaming. So if you go to our website, and I don't know if, you know, although he did find the chat box, right?
Yeah.
The person, yeah. So if you click on the...
it could be the device he's using.
It could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's why I used to say most devices
right.
that can connect.
Well, if you have an older device, or yeah. if you're like my wife, and I know she's not listening, but...
You hope not.
She has an iPad, and she never does any of the updates, nor does she ever turn it off. So I... And so if you don't do your updates, if you don't turn your device off or your phone or do the updates, your phone or device may not be up to snuff to be mm-hmm. able to do some of
yeah,
this high-tech stuff.
I mean, yeah. But you know, I just checked it here. It seemed like it was okay. But anyway, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
We do have one on the chat if you want.
One, we can go to the chat box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intrigued guest is interested in buying TLT, wants to know what we think.
I wonder if that's Willard in disguise. I mean, you know what the TLT is? It's the
20-year
ETF
bond.
For the
yeah.
20-year bond, you
right.
know. And
I think it would be closer to the bottom. I don't know how much further it can go.
Oh, as far as interest rates, closer
well,
to
no,
the top.
Well, no, we're talking about buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The right. Excuse
yeah.
me. Yes.
Interest rates are closer to the bottom.
Right. The price
this is closer
this is
to
at
a
the top.
Right.
right.
But you know, look how long people have said, "Oh, now they're all going can't go any lower." You know, whatever it is. You know, who knows? You know.
Well, I haven't heard our colleagues on the real estate show on a sister channel say, you know, you got to lock in these rates; they're going up. They said that like 3, 4, 5 years ago, and of course, it wasn't true.
Uh oh.
What?
That was David.
Oh, no. It's just, it's no. factual that
yeah.
they were doing the same. Man, it's a long story.
I mean, obviously, you know, it's going up a lot already, you know.
And this is a month.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you look at this, like a beauty.
This is radio. They can't see what
yeah,
you're
no,
looking
yeah, look at.
At
that. Anyway. But, you know, since last November, it's going up from about 110 to where it is right now, 147. Heck of a run.
Yeah,
know.
It was 132 in the August 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, as long as you're not considering long-term on this, it does look decent right now, you know. And
fundamentally,
yeah,
it's not.
Fundamentally, maybe, but technically,
yeah.
you know, as long as it didn't drop below about 143, you know, it'd be in good shape. And even the 50-day is back at 137, so you mm-hmm. could use 143
mm-hmm.
or 137. And, you know, if it breaks above, let's see, what would it be, 148.90, you know, could be on its way again for possible 8, 9, 10-point move again. You know?
Yeah. So, well, definitely they're going to lower rates in September, so that might be the app. You buy it now when they lower rates, you see a little bit of a...
Well, it was interesting because they said in Barron's they're pricing in a 93.5% three cuts in a row.
Hmm.
Interesting. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I mean, that's how I would look at that right now on TLT. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and hit Chat, and you can go to the chat box. Type in a question, type in a symbol, type in a symbol, let us know whether you want to buy, hold, or sell. So that's it. Nothing in the chat box?
I don't know. I clicked the wrong button and I clicked myself out. But yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So anyway.
You want to say something.
Right now,
I know you've been dying to say.
The Dow is up 13.2% for the year. The S&P is up 16.7%. NASDAQ up 20%. And the Russell 2000 up 10.8%. But as I mentioned last week, you know, for the last year, and it's always a rolling year, you know, in other words, the week keeps changing
right.
from the week last year. The Dow is only up 0.7 in a year. The S&P is up 0.9. The NASDAQ's actually down 1.8.
Right.
And the Russell's down 14%.
Right.
So, you know, it's been a year of going no place in particular.
Well, from last time.
Yeah, right, for the last year. Anyway, we're going to go next to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, your first caller mentioned cat. I put Caterpillar on my laptop.
That may be
I'm
the
not
best.
Thinking of felines. I'm not thinking of felines. I'm
right.
thinking of tractors.
All right. Very good. That was very good. I wish I would have said that.
Yeah, well, I fixed pretty quick on Saturday morning.
Jeez.
Hey, guys, take a look at PENN, Penn Gaming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle of a buy rate on this thing. I bought it. I like the price volume. I took a position about 6 weeks ago, sold some calls, and it mm-hmm. went down. I sold some 19, so I think I'm going to get taken out. But nice price volume over the last 10 days. This is a company that they just approved legalized gaming in West Virginia, and they control all the racetracks and pretty much the casinos. It's a nice little company. It's not an MGM or Caesars, mm-hmm. but they got a nice little niche here.
For
I was
sure.
wondering what you thought of it. The chart doesn't look all too great other than this price volume recently.
Well, you know, what's interesting, I mean, it's been in a downtrend now for quite some time, you know,
right,
but
right.
it looks like, you know, when it gapped down a couple weeks ago
uh-huh.
and just didn't do much on the downside then, like I say, you have to have good follow-through to indicate that meant something, you know, and there was almost no follow-through. Rebound to get back up, you know, in what they call an island reversal, which is normally, you know, very bullish. And it just went up above the 50-day moving average, you know, so looks pretty decent. I think it should have a possibility at least getting back to that 21 area, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy the close and sell a 20 that day because I do like the company and I don't really want to get called out at 19. So mm-hmm. I may just, you know, do
right.
All right, guys. Hey, okay. Have a good show now.
All thank right.
You.
Thank you very
have
much.
Have a good
for
weekend.
Calling.
Thanks
Appreciate
for calling
it.
Back.
Okay. I guess we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. And
thankfully,
you know, we made it. See, wasn't the second half better?
It was a low bar.
And, you know, now for people that worried, they'll start talking about September has been the worst month for the Dow and S&P, you know, since whatever, 1950. And if anything, you know, I'll frighten people, right? If anything, history has been even worse than years preceding presidential elections. But this is a different presidential situation.
Right. And
so
the next year is usually very good.
And plus, isn't September 1st the some kind of deadline in the trade thing or something? Or
yeah, Sunday. I think some of the prices are supposed to go up. Or China is supposed to raise September 1st.
Something's supposed to happen. Plus, they're also supposed to be meeting. So who knows? I mean, if everything turns out good all of a sudden, will September be the worst month? You know, doubtful. But you never really know. So always
don't worry about the inverted yield
curve. Yeah, and
curve.
Stop paying attention to all this garbage you hear out there. You know, you got to remember that for people to sell things, they got to frighten. Fear and greed is what runs it, you know. So either make people fearful or greedy, and that's how you attract, you know, business, you know. So be aware of that. So anyway, I guess we are to the end of the show. As we always say, keep a little powder dry. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.